to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
Welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host, Carson Phillips, drinking my Mike's Hard Lemonade Strawberry for this Halloween season. Here with Daniel Garza,
what
and he's
up?
Just snorting that cocaine
all
right now.
All day, baby, all day.
And, we got another great review for you, and this is going to be a fun one. It's a more of a classic film, something that I think most people should be able to watch without being too bothered in the soul.
Hopefully. All right, guys. Welcome back to the second to last day of the 31 days of Halloween, everybody. We have
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve. Guys, we have been watching, if this is your first time listening to us, we have been watching...
Welcome.
31 movies of horror and...
Technically more.
Yeah, we did, actually. So, just 31 days of just pure torture. They actually haven't been that bad this year. Last year was bad. It was scary.
No. Next year, we're going to make it bad. We're going to make it...
Yeah, next year
we're
going to step it up.
We have some great ideas for next year.
So, guys... So
keep listening.
If you want, go back and listen to all those. But we have our second to the last episode, and we went with the classic today. We watched The Curse of Frankenstein, 1957.
Ooh.
Yeah, guys, this is the first adaptation of the movie version of Frankenstein. Why didn't you stop me?
It is not the first adaptation. Daniel was like, he asked me, is it the first one? No, the first one's 1930. That was a Universal Films production. This is 1957.
Yep.
By British film company Hammer Films.
Nice.
They're kind of known for horror. They did every genre. But when Universal kind of stopped doing like The Wolfman and Frankenstein and Dracula, Hammer Films kind of picked up the torch and just made, they ran with it. They made a ton of movies of varying degrees of quality. But, yeah, a lot of them have Peter Cushing, so classic actor there. And Christopher Lee, another fantastic actor. You guys know them. You love them.
Christopher Lee
icons of the genre.
Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, for anybody.
And more than that, but yes.
What? Those are, like, his big ones. Isn't he dead?
Well, yeah, he died recently, I think.
Yeah.
But,
R.I.P.
Well, like, it was a couple years ago. But... Yeah, so this is their first Frankenstein film and their version of Frankenstein. There's sequels to it, of varying degrees of quality.
Yeah.
All with Peter Cushing, though, for the most part. And yeah, it's pretty cool. This is their first color film, which is also cool.
Oh, wow, nice.
But yeah, they made a ton of these movies. I highly recommend anything from Hammer Films. I think it's a fun watch of classic monster movies and creature movies. And their version of The Mummy is really cool, too. So if you're into, like, gothic films and, like, kind of that like classic British acting, I think they're definitely an interesting company to look at. They don't exist anymore, but I will end my nerd rant with this. Apparently someone purchased them as bringing back Hammer Films, and they're like, we're gonna make a crap ton of movies again.
Nice.
Of this style. I don't know how that's gonna work with a modern audience.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. I'm definitely curious.
Sweet. Okay, well, let me read the log line real quick. While awaiting execution for murder, Baron Vicar Frankenstein tells the story of a creature he built and brought to life, only for it to behave
Ba-boom.
Not as he intended.
Victor.
Victor Frankenstein. So, I actually got to tell you, when I was in college, I did a show, shout out Mr. Blunt, my professor in college.
Okay, I thought you were talking about your drug habit.
No. Blunts be everywhere, though, for sure. So he wrote a play called Investigating Frankenstein. And honestly, Mr. Blunt is probably...
Oh, interesting.
Ronnie Blunt is probably one of the biggest Frankenstein fans that I know. Like, I went to his office earlier this year when I was in Texas. And he, like... Dude, it's just Frankenstein paraphernalia all over his office. It's great. It's
honestly,
hilarious. But
respect.
But this kind of gave me a little bit of the Investigating Frankenstein vibes, because Investigating
really?
Frankenstein
like
was
or?
Like a little bit, not too much. But I'm wondering if, Ronnie, if you did get any kind of like inspiration from this, let me know. But yeah, there is kind
the
of like a whole like investigation in this, like as the B story almost. So
yeah, for sure.
But anyway, so it was just funny watching this because I don't know if I haven't seen a Frankenstein movie in probably a good portion of like maybe 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know. It's not, I mean, I've seen like Young Frankenstein, like the.
That's different. That's a different
so
vibe
different.
Altogether. Yeah.
So I can't
good movie though.
The last one that I saw. But anyway. So, yeah, this movie, I would say, is pretty simple. Like, it's a good adaptation of Frankenstein. First of all,
it's, like, original enough, but close enough to that original film. Like, it's different enough, but close enough at the same time,
right.
I guess.
So, Peter Cushing and Melvin Hayes. Melvin Hayes plays the young Victor Frankenstein. Honestly, when I was watching it, and then they jumped forward into how old
you're like,
got,
how they de-age.
I was like, wait, what? And I was like so confused because they looked really similar.
Yeah,
I was like
they
really
do.
Impressed by
it, that was actually
I was like,
really
why
cool.
Why do we struggle with this today? But
I don't know. I don't know.
So anyway, this is a really good. I think. I mean, do you want to go right into likes and dislikes?
Might as well. Yeah, I think so.
It's Frankenstein. It's still got the. It's the classic crazy.
Yeah,
doctor.
It's got all the basic. There's a few changes, but. We'll get to those because one of the changes is a like of mine.
Okay. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'm going to say then that this is like a really, it doesn't feel like a slow movie. It actually feels like a really quick paced movie to me. Like there's so
That's
much
what I love about this company.
Yeah. It's just so much. I mean, it's only an hour and 20 minutes, but there was so much like buildup of how he's actually doing this and why he's doing it and how he gets to the point. Mm-hmm. And then once Frankenstein is alive, first of all, I love that they didn't put like the it's alive. The it's alive. Like
it's alive.
Yeah.
I said it lives. My bad.
It's a lives. But
it's a lives.
Yeah. So I'm really happy they didn't do that. But it was honestly, it didn't even feel that cheesy to me. Like it felt kind of dark. It felt kind of edgy. It felt like. A really good Frankenstein movie.
Sexy.
Yeah, really. The only thing is, I would say...
British.
The Frankenstein, Christopher Lee, just looked so whack.
I know. His performance is so good, but, like, the makeup looks so bad.
Yeah, it just, like, was such a horrible adaptation of what Frankenstein... I mean,
well,
cool.
So the thing is, they can't make him look like the Universal
version. Oh, really?
Because like, they own that look.
That look?
That's, like...
Oh, interesting.
The most iconic look. So they have to do something that's a little bit either closer to the book or just different in general.
Okay.
Well, which is a bummer.
It is a bummer. I did like the stitching on his face, but the whole, like, okay, the stitching on his face was cool. The eye, like the one messed up eye that he had.
It was pretty cool.
Was cool, but then he had such a perfect looking eye on the left side that you were just like.
Yeah. What? It's just a normal eye.
Yeah. And
it's just the actor's eye.
It was just Christopher Lee's eye. Yeah. All that to say, I don't think I had any problem with it. The story was really good. It was a really good, like, pull and push between what would you call him? Paul.
Technically, he'd be the antagonist?
I guess, but.
Technically.
So anyway, but Paul looks like Gordon Ramsay to me. It was so funny. I was like, wait a second. Is this Gordon Ramsay?
What? That's funny. Yeah, he kind of does, huh?
Yeah, but the ending, I will say, is probably one of the best endings for a movie like this.
It was such a good ending.
I was just like, wait,
it's
what?
It's so satisfying.
Yeah.
Unexpected. Not what I was expecting at all.
For sure.
Such a different take, but I like the ending a lot.
Yeah, so overall, I'd probably give this movie about an 8 out of 10. It was a really good watch.
Wow, I'm really happy that you liked this.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree with everything Daniel said. Like, yeah, the makeup's a little could be better, but you know, it's the time period. But I just think the performances are really good in this. If especially if you're into like that classic kind of old school acting. Kind of, they feel more stage performance-y in some ways. Yeah. But it's great. One thing that I really loved about this version, without spoiling too much, is the changes they made from the first film and the book, I guess, too, as well. But so Victor Frankenstein in this is, he's the real villain, like, throughout the film. Like, he's pretty evil.
Yeah.
And other versions try to make him a little bit more sympathetic, especially the original film.
Yeah.
And I relate to the original version of Victor more, but as far as, like, an entertaining twist on the story, just making him downright evil and, like, willing to kill to get what he wants.
Yeah.
Is cool. I think that's a cool take, and it makes sense. Like, anyone that self-absorbed with themselves is going to do, like, crazy crap. So I really enjoyed that change. Yeah, I just thought that all worked super well.
Yeah, the ending, it really makes like you feel for great. Paul, too. Like, because Paul is yeah, like,
oh, it makes you like Paul way more.
Because they find out how to create life again after someone's been dead. First of all, the dog's so cute. The dog that they
bring I was, like, kind of disturbed at first. Yeah. And then the dog's like, I'm like, okay.
Cool. But once they did that, I was like, dang, like, Paul's right. Like, why aren't they rolling this out to help out and different things? And Victor Frankenstein's like, wait, hold on, I want to try something. And then
I could do so much more.
And then he becomes so hellbent on, like, wanting to recreate a person that he, like,
it's like
becomes a murderer. Yeah. And ultimately he meets his own demise at the end.
No, I love that. I thought the action of it was pretty decent too. Like, even, like, some of the scares are good. This movie's, like, weirdly bloody for its time period.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Especially because it's in color. And then I do just have to say, like, the film process of this, they use, like, Eastman color, like, classic film for this. So it just looks great, especially for that time period. And yeah, just all those, like, sets and stuff, all those British sets, you know, you can smell the tea and you can just almost feel, like, stained teeth coming around the corner to yell at you to get back on set, you know?
Yeah.
So I love the set design, the look of it. And yeah, these characters are great. Just a really good version of a classic story.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's going to do it, guys, for The Curse of Frankenstein. You can go watch this on Max, and it is a very easy watch if you're kind of into the whole, like, genre in the 50s and when this took place. This was a really enjoyable watch, and it's very fun too. It's not actually boring. Like, I would say maybe the first, like, 5-10 minutes are a little like, okay, let's get into the world, but the rest of it picks up and doesn't slow down. So guys, go check this out. And this is the final regular movie before our finale tomorrow. Yes, happy Halloween, everybody.
Fart.
We got well, it wouldn't be an episode if you didn't fart.
I know. I just get so gassy talking about movies.
Right. Guys, we have
tomorrow. Hey, you know I have a Frankenstein tattoo, right?
Oh, yeah, huh? I forgot about that. Anyway, sorry, guys, Mom. So tomorrow we have two great movies. Well, no, I'm sorry. We have one really good movie.
One really good movie.
And one horrible movie. So tomorrow you
will But we want have to talk about it for the algorithm.
Yes, exactly.
It's for the algorithm.
So, guys, you'll want to stick around. We have a finale. We got a lot of other things coming for us to talk about. And we will see you tomorrow.
That's a clean slate.